Well, our economy is in better shape than first thought, with the full force of the mining boom showing up in the latest GDP figures. Treasurer Wayne Swan says the national accounts out yesterday are exceptional, especially given the rolling crisis in the Eurozone.
Now, despite all of this European turmoil and deteriorating world growth, our economy grew by a standout 1% in the last quarter. This is a resounding vote of confidence in our economy, and it's a tribute to our underlying strength and resilience amid very shaky global conditions.
The Gillard government ending the government with a good story to tell on the economy. But as of this morning, still no word from the big four banks on whether they plan to pass on the cut in official interest rates to their customers. Stephen Munchenberg is CEO of the Bankers Association.
I want to emphasise this point. The banks are under no illusions about what sort of reaction they're going to get if they don't get a full pass on the full 25 basis points from customers coming into branches, and that's a difficult issue for the frontline staff, right through to the undoubted political reaction we will get.
Though still resisting, that's Stephen Munchenberg, CEO of the Bankers Association, speaking to us earlier on Breakfast. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
The growth figures out yesterday, Michelle, better than expected. How does that play into the federal government's narrative when it comes to our economic fundamentals? And does it resonate with voters, do you think?
Well, to take those two things separately, I think it plays obviously very well into the government story. It reinforces the point that was being talked about when the mid-year budget update was released recently, that Australia is doing better than comparable countries and that we are very well placed to withstand those cold winds from Europe. Now, that's not to say we won't be knocked about by them, but we go into that situation well placed. As for how people read this out in the community, well, I think the government is still having a lot of trouble getting its message across. There was an essential research poll earlier this week which showed the coalition well ahead on the question of economic management. And it seems that the government really, its economic message is affected by people's general lack of confidence in it. They're just not absorbing this as being a success of the government.
Which is presumably why the government is so keen for the banks to pass on that RBA rate cut, because that will help confidence. But so far, no word from the banks still on whether they will make that rate cut. Is that embarrassing for Wayne Swan?
Well, less embarrassing because he doesn't set their rates, but I think it worsens the government's general political problem, because you have all these headlines about a rates cut, and then people are reading and hearing that at this point, if they've got a loan from a big bank, they're not getting that rates cut. So for the government, it's not at this point translating into any sort of political kudos. We're seeing the government put a lot of pressure on the banks. We're hearing that the customers are putting pressure on the banks, and eventually the banks will have to say yay or nay.
The Treasurer is doing all he can at every point to remind customers that the government has made some changes that's now in place that make it easier for people to switch banks. So I guess those messages take a long time to come through. But I note that one of the big unions, the CFMEU, I think it's got 100,000-odd members. The union leadership has gone public urging its members to take their business elsewhere if the banks don't pass on the rate cut. So those sort of measures, I suppose, will back up the government.
Yes, they do, and it's good that it is easier. But from the point of view of the ordinary consumer, if they've been a long-time customer with a big bank, there's a tendency to prefer to stay there, and rearranging things can be inconvenient anyway. So while in theory it's good, and at the margin, of course, people will do that, but in practice it's not quite that simple.
And you get the feeling the banks are well aware of that. And Michelle, just finally, you've written today of a pre-selection threat against one federal Liberal MP, Russell Broadbent. He's a moderate Liberal, and that's making him vulnerable. Is that the story?
Well, potentially, if the challenger, who's a branch official in Russell Broadbent's electorate, carries this through, Russell Broadbent is one of the few active small L liberals in the coalition. Of course, there are small L liberals who are in very senior positions, but they're not standing out on issues as he has over a long period. And I think that there'll be many in the party, including in very senior levels of the party, who will not want to see this threat eventuate. I think that Russell Broadbent, however, if it came to a pre-selection battle, would be in a pretty good position to resist any pressure, because he's fought a number of elections. He's been defeated a couple of times, lost his seat a couple of times, but won again and has won several elections in a row in a marginal Victorian seat. So it'll be interesting to see next month when pre-selections open whether that threat materialises and there is a battle. But he will have a lot of support in the party.
OK, thanks very much, Michelle.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with the Age newspaper. It's 8:18 on Breakfast.